Okay, we're on Yud Tes Amud Aleph.
Last question.
By in the middle of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Amar Rabbi Elazar says Rabbi Elazar, Tavo, the person went to the mikvah va'ola, and he got out of the mikvah, and Tosha says he's still dripping from the mikvah. Machzik atzmoi l'chol marsha yitzah. He's able to have intent to fix his state of purity to whatever level he wants. He can say, I can be a Kodesh Dicky Yid, and his Tevila will get him on the level of Kodesh. Meisbe, there's a kasha. Odeo regloi achas b'mayim. If he has one foot still in the mikvah after on his way out, puchzak l'dovakal, if he was already had a lower status of purity, i.e., let's say, for Maisa Sheni, machzik atzmoi l'dovachomo, he can still upgrade to a higher level. However, Allah, if he got out of the mikvah totally, shuv einu machzik, he's not able to affect his level. My lab, isn't that to say, einu machzik klal, he can't change his status whatsoever? And that's a kasha on Rabbi Elazar, who says, well, even if you're out of the mikvah, if you're still wet, you can still change your status. So, answer the Gemara, no. No. Odehu, if he's still got one foot in the mikvah, afal pi shehuchzak, even though it is predefined, machzik, he can get himself on a higher level, upgrade. However, Allah, im lehuchzak, if somebody's already out of the mikvah, if he has a clean slate and he hadn't given himself any status, machzik, then he's still allowed to give him a status whichever one he chooses. The im huchzak, if he was predefined himself, in a machzik, as soon as he's out of the mikvah, then he can't change his status anymore. So ask the Gemara, man tana, who is the tana who holds who's oidehu raglo achas b'mayim, who holds with this opinion that if you've got one foot still in the mikvah, there's a connection to the mikvah. So Amar Rabbi Das, says Rabbi Das, Rabbi Yehuda, it's Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanan, we've got a Mishnah. Mikvah Shinindo, a mikvah that they measured it, the Yeshboi Arbeim Saw, Mukhubonis, has exactly 40 Saw, which is the amount that you need for to purify a person. But Yardushnaim, and two people went into the mikvah, but Tavlu Zechazel, one after the other. Harishon, the first one, is Tar, because he went into a kosher mikvah. However, Vasheni, Tommy, the second guy is Tommy, because the first person had already got out, and he took some of the water with him. So when the second guy goes into the mikvah, there's not enough water in. So he's Tommy. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Im Hayu Raglov Shel Rishon, if they were the feet of the first guy, Noigois B'mayim, was still touching the water, Afa Sheni Tahor. The second person who's still in the mikvah will be Tahor, because we see the water that's on the body of the guy who's got his foot in the mikvah is connected to the mikvah. Therefore, there's a sufficient amount of water in the mikvah. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Says Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Machloikas B'ma'alois. That Mishnah that we just said, that if you've got one foot or 2 feet in the water, that you're still connected to the mikvah, is with regards to Ma'alois Derabonin. The Chumras Derabonin and all these things are that you need Kavana, for Tevila, and also that people have different levels. We're worried. All these are dinin darabonin. Aval mitzvim latara. When you want to go from actually fully touched, like a dead sheret, and he wants to become purified, latara divrei akol. Everyone holds. We don't goris af. It's asheni tome. The sheni is tome. It doesn't help this fancy footwork over here. Yeah, Vahainu the Rebbe Pedas. And this fits in with what Rebbe Pedas said earlier, that he said the machlokes between Rebbe Yehuda and was talking about Miles Rabban, that Rebbe Yehuda was Makel in that case. So Ikida Amri, some people say, Amar Rav Nachman, Omar, Rav Nachman said the following, Rabbi Barbua, in the name of Rabbi Barbua, machlokes, the machlokes in that mission over there, is even from Tuma Lutahara. Is even going on a derisa level. If he was Tommy from the Torah and he wants to purify himself, if the one guy would still have his foot in the mikvah, it would help the guy who's in the mikvah still. So, aval, but Miles did a bonan, but if it was just a mere requirements to go to the mikveh from the rabbis, divrei kol afashini tor. Everyone would agree that, you know, we'll make up, and the guy who's still in the mikveh will be tor, join the water on the body of the guy who's getting out to the mikveh. But pligi Reb Pedas, and this Ikad Amri over here actually argues Reb Pedas, because Reb Pedas said only Reb Yehuda would be makel in a Durabonon. Over here we're saying everyone would be makel in the Durabonon, and the Machlokes in the Dereis. Amar Ula. Says Ula. Boi, I asked Minei from him, Reb Yochanan, the following question. The Reb Yehuda, according to the opinion of Reb Yehuda, who holds the foot in the water, Maho Lahatzbil, what would be the din to be as kalim machatim of small needles, vitinurios, and small forks, beroshoi shel rishon, in the dripping wet hair of the first guy who has got one foot in the mikvah? Yeah, would that work? What's the question? Good achis islay. We know that Rabbi Yehuda says good achis, that we see as if halachically the water goes down. He holds that, and that's why the person in the mikveh, the second guy, is Torah, the Rebbe Yehuda. However, maybe, good asik to say that the water goes up, as if the mikveh water goes to the top of this guy's head, yeah, lays late, maybe doesn't hold with that. Or Dilma, or perhaps, good asik, nami islay, it goes up and down, it goes both ways, and therefore, these needles will be taught, the needle will be Torah on the head of this guy. So, and it, Amali, so that this was the answer he got. So Amali, Rabbi Yochanan, said to him, Tenisua, we've learnt it in a Mishnah. Shalosh Gamamios, there are three pools of water, Benachal, in a stream. Ha'el Yoina, the upper one, Ha'tach Toina, the lower one, then, sorry, and the middle one. Ha'el Yoina, Ha'tach Toina, the upper one and the lower one, Shel Esrim Esrim So. Each one of them has 20 saw in it, which is not sufficient to amount of water for a mikvah. Then, so is, in the middle one, shel arba'im saw, has 40 saw. V'chardalis shel kishomim, and there's like a stream of rainwater, oiveris b'neim, which is passes through them, which is connecting them. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and now he's quoting Rabbi Meir, Meir hai oimer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Matvil be'el yona, you can even be toivil in the upper pool. We see that the middle pool of 40 saw goes up to the upper pool. So we see over here that Rebbe Meir holds with good asik. And Rebbe Yehuda is... Rebbe Yehuda over here...
Everyone held good asik. So why...
Asik.
No, no, but everyone holds it, it goes down. The machlokas is whether it goes up. So from
yes,
that we see it goes up, but why were they only saying it goes up? Surely everyone should say it goes down.
Yes, that's what Rashi said. So Rashi says that. If you look at Rashi, oh, it's actually on the other page, but on the next Amud, it says a filu. It means over here, it means a filu. You can even be toivel in the upper one. For sure it can be toivel in the bottom one, but it can, it can be toivel in the upper one. That's what it means. Okay? So we see anyway, by the fact that Rebbe Yehuda is quoting Rebbe Meir over here, we assume that Rebbe Yehuda holds with also, right, for sure he holds with good achis, but he also holds with good asik. Okay, we've got a kasha, v'hatanya, we've got a kasha now from the Abraisa, Rebbe Meir says the following, Meir hai oi meir, Rebbe Meir used to say, that's what Rebbe Yehuda says in his name, Matvil be'el yona, you may toivel even in the upper one. But ani omer, says Rabbi Yehuda, batachtona only in the lower one, v'lo be'el yona, but not in the upper one. I only hold with good achis, that it goes down, and not with good asik, that it goes up. So, amalei, says Rabbi Yochanan concedes, eat tanya. If it's a braisa, if it's taught, it's taught, and we see over here that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold with good asik that it goes up, only that it goes down. Okay, back to the Mishnah. A toivel lechulin. Somebody who dips in a mikvah for chulin. Huchsak lechulin. It works for chulin, and he is on the left. It has the purity of chulin. The Mishnah continues, aval, v'osa, v'maisa. but his osa and maisa. So his chulin mikvah does not work for his maisa sheni. Okay, so mani masnisin. Who is the author of the Mishnah? It's the Rabbanan. He. The shani that is different lahu to them, that I differentiate, bein chulin, lamaisa, between chulin, so maisa sheni, i.e. maisa sheni is a higher level, and is not on the same level as chulin. Eina Sefer, the Sefer of the Mishnah says the following. Big day Amaretz, Midras Leprushim. The clothes of Amaretz are Avatuma for Perushim, for the people above them. And Big day Perushim, and the Big day Perushim, these are Tamarech Chomim who eat the Chulim Batara, and Midras Leoichle Truma are an Avatuma for the people who eat Truma, for Kohanim. Right, so but it skipped over here, Maisa Sheni. Right, I didn't say that Big Day Prushim or Midras for Maisa Sheni. So Asnon the Rebbe Meir. This comes to Rebbe Meir to Omar, Kulin Umaisa Kahadadininu. They're on the same level. So it must be that Maisa Sheni was grouped in the grouping of Kulin, so on the same level. So ask the Gemara, Reisha Rabbanan is the Reisha of the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah goes like Rabbanan. And Sefer, Rebbe Meir, and the latter part of Mishnah, Rebbe Meir, without telling us, that's unusual to have a Mishnah that's going according to different opinions. As the Gemara, in this particular case, it's not ideal, but they have to say that. Reisha Rabbanan, the Reisha is well at the Rabbanan, who differentiates between Chulin and Maisa Sheni. And the Sefer is Rebbe Meir, who says that Chulin and Maisa Sheni are on the same level. Okay, that's one answer. And Rabbi Acha Bar Ada has a different answer. In fact, he has a different gersa. Masni, he teaches in the Mishnah, La B'Sefer, in the latter part of the Mishnah, Chamesh Ma'alos. Right, there's five right higher standards. In our Mishnah, we only have four. So he adds in a fifth level, which is Ma'aseh Sheni. Okay? So, Muki La Kula K'Rabbanan. And so now we can say the Mishnah is all growing like the Rabbanan, that there's a difference between Chulin and Maisa Sheni. Okay, new point. Amar Rav Mori. Says Rav Mori, Shmamina, you can hear from the Mishnah, Chulin Shinasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Right? Mundane food that are related to, this a person eats his Chulin and the sanctity of, as if it was Kodesh, as if it was holy. So this person, what is this person's, like, grouping? He's Kodesh Dami. So this person basically has the sanctity and the level of purity of somebody who eats Kodesh. So Mimai, how do we know that? Midaloi Kitami Behu Maila. From the fact that he didn't teach in the latter part of the Mishnah a separate category of these people eating simulated Kodesh. So we're going to have to fit him in one of the other categories. So the category we're going to fit him in is that simulated Kodesh, right, is like Kodesh. Okay, to prove that. But now the Gemara pushes on. Perhaps not. The Dilma had like Kitani Bumaila. Maybe the fact they didn't teach them a separate higher standard of category, the Damulu Truma, perhaps their category is if they're similar to Truma, Hatani Truma, and it taught Truma in the Mishnah. The Damulu Chulin, Or perhaps these people, the simulated Kodesh is similar to Chulin. And Ha'atani Chulin, also it talks about category of Chulin in the Mishnah. Ditzinan, how do we know that some people basically categorize the simulated Kodesh as Truma or as Chulin? Ditzinan, we've got a Mishnah. Chulin, mundane food, Shinasu, that were made Al Taras a Kodesh, that people eat and the sanctity of Kodesh. Harei Hein Chulin. They have the sanctity of Chulin, meaning the Chulin of the Prushim. Yeah, and Rebbe Elazar, the Rebbe Tzadokoymer, he says, Harehein Ketruma. Right, he says, like the Truma. So maybe, it's not conclusive over here, because by the fact they didn't teach a separate category, it could be in the category of Chulin or Truma. So we haven't proved over here that simulated Kodesh is on the same holiness level as Kodesh, actual Kodesh. So Elamis Sefer, let's prove from the Sefer of the Mishnah. Yosi ben Yo'ezer, Haya Chosich Vakuna. He was a saintly Kohen. V'haisa mitzpachtoi, and his garment was a midrash, was an abatuma l'kodesh, right, for the higher level. And Yochanan ben Gudgoda, He was Haya Oichel al Taras Kodesh. He would eat upon the sanctity of Kodesh, Kol Yomav, all of his days, even though it wasn't actual Kodesh, it was simulated Kodesh. V'haisa mitbachtoi, and his garment was Midras v'nabatuma l'chatas, for people who were involved with the Paraduma. So says the Gemara, l'chat, we make an addition, it says l'chatas, we say this person who, right, Rabbi Yochanan and good Goda, he would contaminate people who were involved with chatas. In, however, l'kodesh lo, but he wouldn't contaminate people who ate actual kodesh. So Alma, we see over here, kesava chulen, the chulen shena asil al-taras kodesh, mundane food that was on the level of kodesh is kodesh dami, damu. Okay, we'll stop there.